You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Yes, we're back with Soundtracks, and we have another exclusive listen to a movie soon to be in theaters. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and on today's show, we are covering Sony Masterworks' Hitchcock. Danny Elfman doing the score for this one, which threw me for a loop. I was kind of expecting something a little different, I'm not going to lie about that. And I probably would have complained about it if it were anyone other than Danny Elfman. I mean, the music here is just awesome and oddly named. I'm guessing it's in relevance to the movie, you know, as it usually is with some stuff. But I can't say I was disappointed, even though it was a little bit different than what I was expecting. I have no complaints, and I'm sure you're going to like it as well. On today's show, we're going to be discussing Alfred Hitchcock, Psycho, and many other things that played into the making of this movie, and the true-to-life facts behind them. But first, and foremost, how do you start anything about the life of Alfred Hitchcock? Funeral March for a Marionette, right here on Soundtracks. Funeral March for a Marionette, right here on Soundtracks, where we're listening to Sony Masterworks' Hitchcock soundtrack, a film which is in theaters January 10th. I know, we're getting a super early exclusive on this one, but I hope you guys can at least appreciate that. For those of you who may not be aware of it completely, yes, Hitchcock is about Psycho, but is actually, in a larger theme, more about the relationship between Alfred Hitchcock and his wife, Alma, and the times they had throughout the movie. Now, let it be known right here that Alfred Hitchcock was a devoted and loving husband to his wife. They were born one day apart from each other, Alfred being one day older. They gave birth to one great child, Patricia Hitchcock, who appears in three of his films, Stage Fright, Strangers on a Train, and Psycho. This is one I just don't understand. Many close friends of Alfred Hitchcock and family knew that during the time his wife Alma was pregnant, Hitchcock could not even stand to look at her. Not like be around her, but he could not stand to look at her being pregnant. I don't know what that was about, but that seems very messed up, which might play into some weird childhood thing that he's experienced. Because Alfred Hitchcock has experienced a lot of weird things in his life and gained a lot of weird habits that I mean, the only way you can explain it is that it's Hitchcock. So we're going to be talking about those coming up here soon. Moving on to one of my favorite tracks on the entire soundtrack, Celery, right here on Soundtracks. Thank you. Missouri, right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And on today's show, of course, we are listening to Sony Masterworks' Hitchcock soundtrack, which is very good. Pick it up if you're a fan of it. Danny Elfman, good work. So what does the man who brought us The Birds, Psycho, and miscellaneous other suspenseful dramatic masterpieces afraid of? Two things. One is eggs. I can kind of understand eggs because they are kind of runny, filled with disease if you don't cook them right. And, I mean, you ever break open a raw egg, it just kind of grosses me out. I don't know if I'm necessarily scared of it, but that is, I don't know about that. The second thing Alfred Hitchcock was afraid of was policemen. Yes, not because he was someone who got in trouble of any sort. It's actually a really weird story. One day, his father gave him a letter, told him to go to the police station, give it to the police officer, didn't allow him to open it, and Hitchcock never opened the letter to read what it said, handed it to the officer, and the officer grabbed him, threw him in a jail cell, and kept him there for 10 minutes before letting him go and saying, "And that's why you don't do bad things." Ever since then, Alfred Hitchcock was afraid throughout his entire life of the police. He even went so far as to not get his driver's license so he could never be pulled over by a policeman to be given a ticket. I know. Crazy. But I mean, we're talking about a guy who would literally hide from producers behind a couch in his dressing room when they would have trouble with Alfred Hitchcock Presents. If anyone wanted to come with them with a problem, he would duck down behind his couch and physically hide from them, even despite all his success as a director and all that. I don't know. Brilliant guy. Just a bit of an oddball, really. So let's get back to the music. This is Explosion, and you can only hear it here on Soundtracks. Thank you. Explosion right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And of course, we're covering Sony Masterworks Hitchcock, Danny Elfman on this one. Going back to the movie, let's talk about Psycho. Probably a very large amount of you were not alive when Psycho was in development. But you've probably seen the trailer, so you know that people weren't psyched about Psycho. They didn't want it made. And it all came at an incredible cost to Hitchcock himself, who funded basically the entire film on a gamble. What else did it cost him? Well, reportedly, Alfred Hitchcock was denied admittance to Disneyland indefinitely. Yes, Walt Disney did not want Alfred Hitchcock in his park because of that disgusting movie that he made titled Psycho. Which I find hilarious because there's some things you read about Walt Disney and it's like, that man was a bit of a psycho. So, maybe it hit a little too close to home for him. I'm afraid to like say much more. I'm afraid the Disney gods will come down and just smite me. So let's jump back into the music before I get in any trouble. This is Selling Psycho, and it's right here on Soundtracks. Selling Psycho right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and we are at an end of the episode. Once again, you can pick this up through Sony Masterworks and when it appears on iTunes. Want to give a big welcoming to the many subscribers we had over the past week. Many subscribers to iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Of course, longtime fans, you know I got mad love for you. Keep listening to the show and keep loving film music. I will see you on Turkey Day with Rocky IV, just in time for your Black Friday rush. It's finally right here on Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.